Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Hello, Iowa. I want to say that I agree with Senator Graham on electability as someone who, when I ran for mayor of Cleveland, replaced a Republican incumbent, and when I ran for the state Senate in Ohio, replaced a Republican incumbent, and when I ran for the United States Congress in Ohio, replaced a Republican incumbent, and in 2004, I'm going to do it again. Governor, I can't think of a place that is more appropriate to hold this gathering than a place where we see so much of the history of Iowa's agriculture on display here. But we want to make sure that agriculture in Iowa doesn't pass into mythology. And in the time that I've spent in this state, in meeting with Iowa farmers, I want to pledge to Iowa farmers at this moment that I'm going to work to use the full powers of the presidency to break up those agricultural monopolies so farmers can get a fair price and have access to their market. And so it's in Iowa that I've announced an agricultural policy, and it is in Iowa, Governor, that I announced a clean water policy, because Iowa understands, because of Governor Vilsack's leadership, the importance of clean water and how we have to make sure that the confined animal feeding operations abide by the environmental protection rules with respect to clean water. And we want to make sure that our family farmers have the kind of strength not only to get the price that they need and have access to market, but we also want to make sure that our family farmers are protected by law. And I intend to join, and I have joined, Leonard Boswell in leading the way to a federal ban on packer ownership. We need to help our farmers. It's time to take a stand. My approach in politics has always been action. So when the president brought the Patriot Bill to the floor of the House, I stood up on the floor of the House and I challenged that erosion of our civil liberties. And when this administration brought the Iraq resolution to the floor, I organized 126 Democrats, two-thirds of the Democratic caucus in the House, voted against the Iraq resolution, and I say that we have a strong base of support today to challenge this president in the House of Representatives, and we'll continue to do it. Here it is, folks. A resolution of inquiry sponsored by 33 members of Congress. I led the effort in the Congress last week. We are demanding this administration produce the evidence. They sent our troops into battle saying there were weapons of mass destruction. Where are the weapons? Where are the weapons? We're going to find out. And I'm leading the way. Now let me tell you, my fellow Democrats and fellow Americans, why we must challenge this administration on this war and on the weapons of mass destruction. First of all, because they lied to the American people. They misrepresented the cause of war in Iraq. They have not been on the level with the American people, and we must challenge them on this, because if we do not challenge them on this, we will never get to our domestic agenda. We need to stand in and demand that they provide proof and demand that they come to an accounting and demand that they come clean. This is the time, America. Demand this White House respond to the questions of the American people. Where are the weapons? And when we do that, and once we do that, then we can get to the debate that we need to get to. 41 million Americans without any health insurance at all, millions more with health insurance not able to get the care they need. Some candidates in this race say, oh no, we can't go in the direction of national health care, of single payer, of Medicare for all, because the insurance companies are too powerful. I say that when you're running for the top office in this land, you must be prepared to challenge the insurance companies. It is time to have single payer, universal health care, Medicare for all, and as president, I will help bring it to Congress to get that for the American people. As president, I intend to lead the way to restore the dignity of workers in this country. We have had organized labor absolutely crucified by this administration. This administration tried to break labor. We're going to reinstate the power of workers in the White House. We will have a workers' White House. And let me tell you what that means. What that means is that we are going to honor the right to organize, the right to collective bargaining, the right to strike. We are going to make sure that we protect labor in all of our trade agreements. Now, my fellow Americans, there are some candidates who will say, we're going to fix NAFTA. Well, we've had 10 years to fix NAFTA. The time for trimming around the edges is over. Some say fix it. I say nix it. As president, I will cancel NAFTA and the WTO. That it's time to restore bilateral trade conditioned on workers' rights, human rights, and the environment, and then our workers will be able to go to the negotiating table and have their position protected. We need a president who's ready to come forward and protect what is good and just and right in this country. As president, I will stand up and defend Social Security. No to privatization of Social Security. And no to privatization of government jobs. We need to protect what belongs to the people of this country. But I say this again, unless we are prepared to challenge this war, unless we are prepared to challenge the build-up to war, they'll do it again. Oh, they'll do it again. You already hear the talk. Iran, Syria, North Korea. They even talk about Cuba. This administration is on the war path. They want to lead the American people into war. They don't want to talk about how they failed on employment. They don't want to talk about how they failed on health care. They don't want to talk about how they failed in education. They don't want to talk about how they failed in trade. They don't want to talk about or account to the American people how they misrepresented the fact. All they want to talk about is war. I'm telling you that we're going to change that. We're going to change the debate by challenging this administration. We're going to break the spell of fear which they have brought to this nation, America. My fellow Americans, our campaign is surging in Iowa and around the country because I'm standing up and speaking out in a way that the American people want to hear. And I want to tell you something. We need to break the spell of fear that's over this country. We need to cause the American people. We need to give the American people an opportunity for hope again, for optimism. Our country is made of people who are visionary, who have heart, people who have courage. When Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, that hymn to the flag we love so well, he wrote, oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. And when he wrote that, he connected freedom and bravery. He connected courage and democracy. So I say, let us break this spell of fear. Courage, America. Freedom, America. Democracy, America. Let's go forward, Democrats, and take back this White House in 2004. Thank you very much.